they must have been high up in the tree. Just dropped with the leaves. No, that's a beech tree. I beg your pardon, you're right. I beg your pardon. It does look like a beech bowl, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Yes, you're quite right, it is. Now, up where the others are, where they get hidden in the bushes, I found some brand new ones on Wednesday or Thursday, after it had the heavy rain. Why are we going this way? I'm very fond of the meadow walk. There seems to be more wild flora and more fauna, actually. I suppose there are rabbits and things up here. We should come one day at dusk when the bunny hoppets will be out. Oh, of course, very early in the morning.
Well, you can come very early in the morning. I'll watch. Chatsworth looks lovely, doesn't it?
The what?
Chatsworth.
Oh, yes.
I don't think I've ever been to Derbyshire. That hasn't been Derbyshire.
Surely that's that is the house where Queen Elizabeth I spent all her girlhood.
No idea.
It's Chatsworth. Perhaps it was burned down and rebuilt or something, because it didn't seem at all Tudorish, did it?
Oh, I don't know.
The Regency.
No.
I think all the big houses in London that are now sort of official government places, Somerset House, Devonshire House, they all belonged all along the Strand. Big private houses. Savoy Palace belonged to John of Gaunt.
Yeah.
Way back in the 13th, 14th century.
Yeah.
And your namesake, Barnard of Beaulieu, had his palace opposite, on the other bank of the Thames.
Yeah. I'm amazed about 80 gardens.
80 gardens, all drunk on the beer. So it made me laugh.
Well, that's not what amazes me. 80 gardens.
80 gardens, but then for a place that size. And they didn't have any machinery, don't forget. Everything had to be.
They've got about five.
I should think they're probably still in the high season. I should think they probably still need 15 to 20. I think it still belongs to the Duke of Devonshire, because he was interviewed at the end, wasn't he? And he said they have to systematically sell something to keep the place up. But if they can use that to beautiful water, generate their own electricity, save them a bomb, and they can sell some as well. I know a lot of people say they shouldn't have houses that size, but I think it's an awful shame to let our heritage go.
Yeah, I agree. I think it would be a great thing to have it. Really
would. Tell you another thing that amazes me. How anyone with a sovereign right, you know, sovereigns were sovereign in those days, could have given up the Palace of Westminster, which is so beautiful, for Buckingham Palace. Which again, I suppose, was named after Duke of Buckingham, was it? It was only built, a couple of hundred years ago, wasn't it?
What? Buckingham Palace? I don't know.
Had Kensington Palace, but the Palace of Westminster, I think, is the most beautiful building.
Yeah.
And of course, they had the Thames, which was their main highway. The Thames was much easier to use.
Well, that Buckingham Palace was Victorian,
wasn't it? Oh, yes. I think Buckingham Palace is ugly compared to Westminster Palace.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful old stone, and the shape of it and its window, it's beautiful. Huge, of course.
Yeah,
but there again, the court then had loads and loads of retainers, hangers-on.
Hangers-on.
And a lot of the governing people of the country, of course. It is a bit chill and dank, isn't it? Did you mention anything to your dad about wanting to watch Dances with Wolves?
I wouldn't imagine for one second if you want to watch that. It might be better if I buy you the video at some point.
No. Well, you're going to get something more adventurous. No, I don't want to buy it. I mean, it may not be that keen on it.
Well, yeah. In that case, we'll have to wait until he goes away somewhere for the evening.
It isn't like Fantasia, where I can listen to the music and watch the...
Well, we'll see what's going on. Have a look. I might just... I
would like to see Dances with Wolves. He'll probably be asleep anyway, Dinda. He puts a variety of performance on, he'll go to sleep. He's actually been out of his armchair today long enough to spend 10 minutes putting a washer on the hand basin in the loo.
It doesn't seem to leak at the moment.
I mean, you could have done that last weekend, but it started leaking.
Yeah, could have done that.
I owe a letter to Dida. I don't know whether I want a Madge or not. Okay, I do. She owes me a letter, thank heavens. Somebody owes me a letter instead of vice versa. I can't remember whether I owe Madge a letter or she owes me one. Rock! He's probably having a visit. Coming along like a bat out of hell. Good gracious. Oh, look.
What? Oh, big.
Hello, magpie. Oh, two of them. Look, come on.
Come play again.
Oh, there's a playful one coming. Oh, she's been called away. What a shame.
He's an obedient dog. I like a hound.
Oh, border collie, sheepdog.
I read somewhere that if you have a collie dog, yes, you must make sure that they're occupied.
Oh, yes.
They're such smart little dogs.
They're getting to mischief.
So they have to be occupied and doing things.
Yes, yes.
They are, aren't they? They really are very smart.
Oh, yes. But look how out of hand Kelly could get.
Oh, yeah. He's like a hyperactive child.
That's right. Very much. Kelly was all right as long as he was doing things, but he wanted to be doing things all the time.
He had so much energy. Even when he got old, he had so much energy.
Yes. But remember when he went up to the aeroplane, Jim only had to haul him away and slap him once and he'd learned. He didn't go near an aeroplane anymore. Mm. Kept right away from the aircraft. Mm. The teddy bear again. Gorgeous. Oh, we'll have to say hello to her. Oh yes, you're so old. Oh, oh my goodness. What have you done to your back, you dog? Oh, it's...
She is, isn't she?
Why don't you let her off? Watch it. That's a lady. Watch yourself. You need look like that. It's when one of them is on the lead, I think the others feel at a disadvantage. He should be about 8 and a half. He was rescued. It's not like him to grumble at a bitch.
Horrible.
Thought she was pretty young. She's going to be whopping when she's...
Dad.
Yeah, then you'd think it'd be too cold for them, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she's longing to go for a gallop, isn't she? All full of energy, aren't you, love? She's a beauty. She's a... What's her name?
Topsy.
Suits her, doesn't it? She just growed and growed and growed, didn't she?
It's more than that we've got, haven't she? She's a new home for her now, it's trouble.
You what?
We've got to look for a home for her now. It's really...
Oh, no. But you can't keep her?
Not really, no. We've got to America.
They left British stocks into America.
Yeah, it's the accommodation, that's the trouble.
Yeah.
Come on.
Not the other way around, of course, but...
No,
dogs from Britain, you know, practically anywhere. Yeah. Hello, Topsy. I shall squeeze your feet if you do it anymore. I shall squeeze your paws and you won't like it.
Is that a good way of stopping her doing it?
Mm. I always did it with my German shepherds.
Yeah?
Because they're big enough, then they, even in love, they can knock a child, like knock a grown-up flat on your back.
She knocks these two flat.
Yes. No, squeeze the paws, not too hard to hurt, but enough till it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And they hate it. And after a week... After a week of having their paws squeezed every time they jump up, they've usually stopped. They hate having their paws squeezed. Well, I've got a lot of my friends who've got big dogs and they say, oh, she will jump up. And I say, squeeze her paws. It usually worked.
Yeah.
Within a week, 10 days. Because it's only love, but they can still knock you flat in your back.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's had... some old chap who was walking around here, she just ran past him.
Yes.
And she just caught the back of his leg.
Oh, yes. Behind your knees, you can. Yeah.
She just crumpled up. No, so she's only doing it, sort of playing around.
Oh, yes. It's all affection.
You have to try that with your feet. Come on.
Bye-bye. Do you want to play? Do you want to play? Get it! Get it! Get it! Get it! Oh, play, Rock! Rock! Look!
No, where's the balls at?
Quite a youngster, isn't
she?
7 months.
7 months.
And they can't keep her. Moving to America.
Oh, what a shame. Has he got somebody to take her?
Well, I imagine they'll go to... Three counted. No, they're still looking for someone. You'd like to take her, would you? When she was trained, stop jumping up and things, she'd be a nice dog.
If I wasn't at work, I'd take her off.
Yes, so would I. Willie! Get it! Get it! The vet's in where? I don't think the dog's been yet. Into the dog walk. I don't know if the rangers put any seed down or what, but they all seem to like the smells around here. You'd be a good lad now. Good boy. Good boy. Gosh, it's carpeted with leaves now. Haven't seen Sam. Oh, David. Good boy. Hurry up. Good boy, Rocket. What? No? No? He'll try and go back across the meadow, I expect. Hello. I wouldn't trust those two any further than I could throw them. My instinct straight away.
Mm-hmm. You reckon? You reckon they're body and sight, do you?
It wouldn't be surprised if they were the sort of people who had the stolen bicycle down in the bushes.
Maybe.
They haven't got a dog, but they went on the dog walk.
There's nothing against that.
No. If you like, if you like dog crap on your shoes.
Yeah, you've got to try out how their shoes on.
Maybe he wants to you know what?
Oh, come on, you know him. He just takes us up there for the hell of it.
Look on his face.
Go on, then, come on.
He's eating another dish of biscuits. Cleaned out his dinner bowl. Ate more biscuits. Foxes you're after, is it? Good lad. Good lad. Good lad. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Be a good boy then. Hurry up. There's something. Foxes? The foxes running, are they? You're looking at your favourite tree again. gorgeous, isn't it? Beautiful tree. Strange how the Lebanon should be covered with them, isn't it? Chance of bright spells this afternoon. Getting horrendously murky. Oh, look over there. It's black, except for the occasional little topping of gold.
Yeah.
Try and get one of these gadgets and see if we can get the nightingales next spring.
I saw a rose in this image, it was looking set before.
Take the port as well. Mm. I don't suppose the radio part of this is put in there. Is it fully recording? I'm not messing with it. It's just set for recording and playing back. Not that I like walking around with music blasting anyway, I'd rather listen to the birds.
Yeah.
No sign of Sam. Oh, here he comes. Hold on then, the dogs can have a talk. Your friend's coming. Your friend's coming. Your BF's coming. Look. Look, who's that? Who's that? Who is it? Who's down there? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
Hello, Sam. Hello! He doesn't know who to say hello to.
Sam.
He doesn't know to say hello to
Rocky.
He's
got to have a whittle. That sorts all the problems out. Hello!
How's your eye? How's your eye?
Keep still a minute. Let's have a look. Can you?
Hey, Sam.
Sam, come here. Just keep your head still a minute. We want to look at you. It looks better.
It looks much better, doesn't it?
Getting your fur back. That's right. You see to him. Go on, you see to him. You see to him. You
Rocky,
see to him.
Rocky's knackered from his walk and Sam's all fresh.
Hello, Davy.
Rocky's had his walk. He's a bit tired, but Sam's all fresh.
He hasn't been very active, actually. He was looking.
His eye looks.
He's been asleep in the car.
His eye looks a lot better.
Yeah, the first coming back. No, just had a bald patch.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot better now. It's been out this morning as well, up the beaches all round. Oh, up to the ridges as well.
Oh, good gracious.
So it should be tired.
Are the didgeridoos still at the ridges? At the ridges?
I didn't see any up
Simon's
there,
Simon's Wood?
No, Simon's Wood. No, I was in there yesterday. There was none in there
yesterday. Oh, they've outed them then. Mm. Good.
I think they've gone some time ago.
What a shame they've missed their walk together.
Yeah, it's pretty old. You're just going back now, aren't you?
Mm. Yeah, we came a bit early because it was so dingy.
He's done the circuit, who knows?
I have to do something with my car, so I was a bit late. I was going to get early in this.
We met a beautiful old English sheepdog, 7 months old, and they've got to find a new home for her because they're off to America.
Oh,
and I said, well, they'd accept British dogs in America. Dogs from England can go anywhere, it's just coming back in that's the problem.
Coming back in, yes.
And he said, but it's the accommodation we've got. Maybe it's a company move and they've given them an apartment or something. Mm. They're 7 months old, you know, it's that big.
Yeah,
so.
It's a shame, isn't it?
The time she's
nice
grown up. Yes. Yeah, beauty. Beauty.
Sure, we might hear somebody.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Well, I think they'll probably advertise.
The vets and so on, you know.
That's right, it is. Yeah.
It was a pedigree, wasn't it?
Yes.
She was
a pedigree. Topsy. Topsy.
Just looking at that tree, the way it's stunted up there, I hadn't really noticed before.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it fell off in
right.
The hurricane, isn't
that's
it?
That's right, yeah.
It was topped. Yeah. There's its top.
There's a line in there. Another one in there. This is damaged, isn't it?
Plenty of good firewood, isn't there?
Mm. A bit rotted now, though.
Yeah,
it's still really burn nice.
Oh, it's still burning, yeah.
It's
across it. Lovely smells too when it's burning. And of course the those sort, with all the resin in them, lovely blue flames, and they keep spitting and giving pretty pictures. It's gorgeous.
It's a pie, they do, isn't
yeah. Yes, we have to trim our pine trees occasionally, don't we, firs? And
yeah,
oh, they smell beautiful on the bonfire.
I had a go at that, didn't I? One
yes,
one
you
one
did.
Oh,
and you did very well.
Cutting down the trees and the dry ones, even.
Yeah.
It helped me. I've been sawing stuff like that. We've got some big ones like that. I'd use a chainsaw. And
yes.
So it's a bit like this winter.
Yes.
Chop them down.
Yeah. I've got out of the way of them. But I haven't set the dinder. You know, I wouldn't mind going back to an open fire in the winter.
No.
I'd miss it now, after all these
yeah.
years.
Yeah. We never mind. When I was first married, it was carrying coals up two flights of stairs to start with. And it was me who did it, not my husband. He used to sit there and say, "Is it getting cold in here?" And Muggins, I used to get up and feed the fire and go down and fill the coals. I can't believe it when I think back, you know.
Well, you do exactly the same thing now.
Yes.
It's obviously in your nature,
yes.
isn't it?
You're
yes.
Yeah, you know, if there's anything to be done, it actually doesn't, does it?
Is it getting cold in here?
Yeah, as you told me, it's messy, aren't
yes.
and ash.
That's right.
You know,
then we used
grass.
To take it in our stride. I mean, I grew up with an old Victorian house with open fires, and you had to keep the fires going, otherwise in the winter it was bitterly cold. It was nice and cool in the summer to come in out of the heat. But in the winter you needed the kitchen range. And the dining room and the drawing room needed fires in. And if anybody was ill, we had fireplaces in the bedrooms, of course.
Yes.
But since I slept in what used to be the maid's bedroom, I was always...
If you look at those days, you wake up, you see everything heating, washing the windows and so
that's
that.
Right, yes.
I
yes.
can't imagine doing that now, honestly.
Old sash windows.
I wouldn't last 5 minutes.
No.
I need my heating.
You would.
I need
you
my
would.
Cold.
Well, sash windows with the wind howling round them.
But yeah, it's funny though.
Stone floors downstairs. Well, you know, we didn't have any serious illnesses as children. The only place we had a bit of warmth, we used to have a valor lamp in the bathroom in the winter. Had a valor lamp in there to stick the chill on.
Those round ones you used to have, the old stone. Everyone had one of those.
Well, the valors were, yes.
Yeah,
with the little shiny handle with a bit of...
Just have a hand that came right over.
That's right, yes,
it up.
That's it, yes. And about that tall, with a sort of round top and a slim bit, and then legs, four legs
that's
on the
it,
bottom.
Four legs, yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
I couldn't sing on those for years.
No.
Yeah. Making you run around, is he, Sammy?
You've done him the world of good.
You're going to sleep tonight, aren't you, Rocket? It's not often you're standing in one place. But
I like the friendly nudge up the tail.
He gave you a kiss, did Sam?
I'm
honoured.
Gave you a kiss?
Gave me a kiss. I'm honoured.
He's a beaut.
He's a good old boy, isn't he? I haven't seen him stand still in one place for this long, for ages.
No, I haven't.
It must be all of 2 minutes.
Who make up for?
It's like Rocky's gone. Rocky's gone.
One Rocky.
He's in there. It's funny, he gets the wanderlust when he meets Sam, he goes off, doesn't he? He thinks, poor, I'm off now, Sam's here.
Well, they usually go off together, you see.
Yeah.
Go off on forays together, don't they? Yeah.
You're feeling the strain, you know, huh?
He's gone fox hunting, I think.
How old is Sam?
He's about 7, but
yeah.
I'm not sure how old when I first had him because he was a stray dog.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was about probably under a year anyway, or
yes.
not much
yeah.
more than a year. So he'd be about
he's
7
about
now.
Seven.
So.
I mean,
well, he's much younger than Rocket, who must be,
Rocket
we
must
reckon.
Be about 10,
no.
9 or 10.
Well, he should only be 8 and a half. I mean, they told us he was 3 and a half when he was rescued.
He must be about 9.
They told us 3 and a half, but there again, a lot of rescue people do cut the ages of their dogs. But our two vets agreed that he was around 3 and a half, between
mm-hmm.
3 and a half and 4, with his teeth and his coat and his bones.
Five,
we've had him 5 years.
So. Yeah, he's probably about 9.
Yes, yeah, between 8 and a half to 9, which I suppose is quite a lot in a dog's life, a year,
mm-hmm.
I mean, 7 of ours.
7 years, isn't it?
Yes. But you're still just a great puppy, aren't you? Still a great puppy. Yes. 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 my rocket's 56 and he's catching up on me. Oh, there's Sheba. She's aged. By Jove, yeah, she's aged. I mean, Roxana at her age was still very full of life. She's only about nine.
Nine?
Mm. Well, some dogs GSDs age quite rapidly. We were lucky with ours, because Roxana didn't.
She was very well looked after.
I thought she was about 12. She was quite young.
Ever so bright, yes. Yeah, still playing and chasing sticks.
I 13 she was. And if they get to a little bit on the big size like
actually, she's not simply long-coated like Roxana was. She's overcoated, if anything.
She's
very heavy on the size of her feet. In fact, she's a throwback. They're almost as though she's got some Alaskan type dog in her, or husky type dog.
You don't see many like that.
No. You know, she's not practically a big bone, but by Jove.
They're both stock still, I don't think they're looking at
them. Probably listening for the foxes or something.
Heard something over there, didn't they? It was.
Obviously they heard something.
I don't know, take down the shore, but what they had the shore tomorrow, Sean by sea.
Yeah.
Fishing, and he's leaving him in the car, probably only for about 2 hours. I think we'd better leave him at home or take him with me.
Don't you find he's much happier sitting in the car?
He seems to be.
Then
yes.
Left at home where
you've
gone away
really
somewhere without him.
I don't
know
what he's like when he's at home. Is he
no,
by
exactly.
Himself?
But my dogs have always much rather come shopping with me and sit in the. I say you're going to be
bored
to stiff.
It's a short time now, isn't it? It's not very long. See, I should be.
Well, I don't know. The supermarket's best part of an hour at this time of the year.
I suppose it is.
But he's quite happy. He'll curl up in the back of the car. But when I come home and he goes so berserk if I've left him at home, I know that he's been watching and listening and waiting for me all that time.
He usually sits up at the window and looks
that's
at
right.
me.
That's right, yes. But he knows that where your car is, you are not far away.
Yes, that's
right. They work it out that way.
Oh, they do. I've taken him down before, you know, and left him for a while. But he'd be all right. On coming out and seeing him.
Well, at least you can let him out, give him a run.
Yes, I can down there, yes. On the front path.
Yes, and there's a up just behind, isn't there? Round by the airfield, there's the downs.
Oh, yes, it's airfield there, isn't it?
Yes.
I've never been to the airfield.
Well, that's where we usually end up, I'm afraid.
Oh, yeah.
Shoreham Airfield. Well, we go down there for all the permits and things anyway, you see. The call in there with the documents, with the PFA.
Oh, yeah.
Look at his tail going. No, don't, Sam. Leave it.
Come on.
Don't kill anything else.
Sammy, come on. Grab it on. Come on. Sammy,
he's just not a fox.
Yes. We can do without another fox fight.
Come on, Sammy.
This morning we heard two thrushes singing their spring song.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I think it's spring, I suppose, this weather.
Remember end of last winter when it got mild after the cold spell? They were building their nests and then we got all that cold weather again and all the fledglings were dead. Nests I found when I was clearing the garden with the little eggs in, you know, all gone cold.
It goes all out, isn't it?
Yes. Would you think they'd have clocks in their heads? Most of them do, don't they? Think how the geese know when to fly north and when to fly south and navigate by the stars and by the ley lines in the earth. It's magic, isn't it? Magical. No way. We used to. I mean, ancient men did.
Oh, they did, yes.
They navigated by the ley lines. That's why you find monuments built up on hills so they could stand in the middle of nowhere and they could see they could either feel it through their feet, where the ley lines were, or they could look and see what do you call them, those groups of trees on the tops of hills they used to. There's one near Shoreham. Chanctonbury Ring, places like that. They could see them and navigate by them. They hadn't got the sun or stars. Yeah, we've lost all that, of course, as we've got what we call civilised. We've lost all those old skills.
I wanted to walk along the Pilgrim's Way,
yes.
Winchester, up down to Canterbury.
Yes.
Tall, exactly.
I was stationed right on the Pilgrim's Way. Yeah. At Harwich.
Well, that cycle, by the way, I've tried to phone in the afternoon. When was it now I saw? Was it on a Saturday, wasn't it? A Saturday. It was still in there.
Yes.
And I went home, phoned, and he said, "Well, I've got a slough." They said, "Oh, there's nobody there." I tried. He said, "Between 5 and 6, that's his lunch hour." So, because I phoned, I couldn't get through. Oh, no, I thought, well, it's be too late to go and get the bike. So I got it and brought it home.
Yes.
And I tried all weekend trying to get Croker. He was only there from 5 to 7. And I got him on 5 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I told him all about it. And I said, well, I don't know what happened to you. I spoke to somebody on last Monday and he was coming down immediately for it. So he said, well, I'll come down for it. This is a different man. He got Berkshire Axle and everything now. And he came down for it and took it. So
it was you who took it out of the bushes?
Yes, I took it out of the bushes and took it home.
Yeah.
I believe it's there.
It's going to get rusted or what?
Or somebody take it.
Yes.
The owner won't get it back.
Yeah.
So he's going to look all the way through and record. And
so it wasn't the bicycle people that that they were laying in ambush for. Must have been the car thieves they were laying in ambush for.
They'd have to stay 24 hours, maybe.
I suppose they would, yes.
No, I think, he said, well, we're very busy, he said, and this is probably why he couldn't get down.
Yes.
He probably forgot it.
Yeah.
So anyway, he was pleased that I did. So probably here, you know, who's it was. Hopefully only gets a car.
Yes, I hope so too. But I had a feeling that the next time we looked, I don't remember it having green petals the first time you found it.
I didn't notice it.
I mean, they were bright green, and I thought it was a different bike. I didn't even notice the second time if it was a lady's or a man's
bike.
Well,
it looked even later, because when I picked it up, there was a bit of bramble, and it seemed to have grown over.
Yes.
So it could have been there for a long time, actually.
Yeah.
It was difficult to tell.
It wasn't muddy or rusted or anything.
No, it was just a little bit of rust on one of the chain. But
yeah.
As I said, we haven't had much rain, have we?
No. Don't know, lost them both. They've gone off together now. Another one joined in now. Hello.
Hello. Sorry.
We better grab Rocket. No, that's Rocket. Ah, could well be. We might see you. Might see you tomorrow.
Yes,
I don't think we'll be at the airfield tomorrow. Have a nice day at Shoreham. Great. Enjoy yourself. Bye bye. Rocket, come. Come on. Just put them off. Your door's locked. No dog in.
Been a woman.
It's a sheik. You were going to help, but it was a woman.
That was
nice of you. Get Stella something in here. Like that thing at the back, that pretty arrangement.
Yeah.
Well, how would you wrap it, then?
You wouldn't.
A fondue set.
A fondue set. A set of glasses, cuddly tiny.
A clip-hot tray.
Yeah.
Well, at least she'll be able to sit with it on her lap. I'm too much help to the police. I don't think they've moved me on.
Are you loitering within town?
Oh, look. I like those. I wouldn't mind those in our little cottage. I like the chintzy cupboard. I keep looking at suites that have completely unzippable covers for cleaning. Oh, it's nice and warm. What is that about?
Stephen King.
Oh.
You'd hate it, it's really awful.
Oh, they don't worry me.
Well, they worry Dad, put it that way.
He's immature.
Ball dancing? You think you'd like that?
I don't know.
Can't you tell anything from the...
I'm looking for Dances of the Wolves. Came out the end of last month, didn't it? The middle of this month.
I've got my choice.
Well, it's got lots of animals in this one. Based on events surrounding the making of the Humphrey Bogart Classic, The African Queen. Things that happened to them while they were making The African Queen that they've turned into a story.
I think we should get something a little less heavy.
A little less heavy? Well, you can ask. I might have some just brought back. Can you get it down to read it?
No, darling.
It's stuck there. It's sort of rather plain cream on the back. No, sweetheart.
What
it for? Honestly, I didn't touch it. I didn't.
Yes,
that is up there. I did certainly didn't look at those.
Imagine it's number 9. What do you think the chances are that it's number 9? Probably mucked up. goof it up completely now.
I didn't done anything, honestly I didn't.
Got a nail?
Oh, I see, they're sticking to that felt.
Not very well.
Got all things on the back.
Oh, that's cool. It's like some expensive. Don't touch anymore.
That was sided tape.
Look. Silence from the land.
Well, I wouldn't mind watching that.
Yes, you would.
Yes, I wouldn't. I think it's fascinating. I told you once I started to read it, I couldn't. This doesn't want to stay up and it's double sided tape.
You go and ask a comedy. I always do a comedy, don't you? Yeah. Well,
I'd much rather.
What was that one with Leslie Nielsen, the good one? Naked Gun. That's funny. I wonder if that's funny. Because that is funny. It's full of visual doubt.
In that case, you have to wear your spectacles. It stays better that way, the slide angle.
What, you mean upside down?
No, just slide. At least it's on there. What was it called, darling?
The Naked Gun. Tell you what, don't let's look in the same place.